Well, hey gang, it's your pal Steve. I bet you didn't expect to hear me opening up one of these in 2 weeks in a row. Update. Adam is on vacation, doing whatever happily married people do on vacation. So no episode from him this week, but I thought, you know what? I can do it by myself, because these usually go so well. So welcome to the episode whatever of Steve's Quarantine Thoughts. I don't remember what number we're on because it's been forever since I did one of these successfully. Full disclosure, I have actually tried a couple of these before and then I just throw them out because I hate the sound of my own voice and all the things I have to say. But I didn't want us to miss 2 weeks in a row. So, here we are, I guess. But you're probably thinking to yourself, well, Steve, you took a vacation last week. You know, did that, fucking Thanksgiving break thingy you were so excited about. Point of clarification. Well, number one, shut up, I'm talking. Number two, vacations are things you elect to do. Holidays do not count as vacation because they happen regardless, and the things you do on them are out of my control. So I didn't choose to celebrate Thanksgiving. It was expected of me because it's a holiday. So it doesn't count. So I still don't take any vacation time. So I'm here and I'm ready. I'm sitting in my chair backwards. I got my backwards hat on. Let's rap, guys. Like the cool pastors in late night Nickelodeon shows would say. I figure what the game plan is here is, since I'm doing this at like 2 or so hours before time to put this up, I guess I'm just going to talk about whatever the hell is going on. And if I decide it's not stupid, I guess I'll put it up for you. I should put some feelers out and see if people actually prefer this to silence for a week. I hope they do. I'm not sure my self-esteem could take it. Anyway, let's see. You guys played that Halo Infinite yet? I don't know about you guys, but I haven't had an Xbox since the 360, and the first 360 at that, not even the Elite. I had an Elite later, but I didn't start with one. So it's been a minute since I've played Halo. I think Halo 3 was the last Halo I actually played. And I was like, I can play the online for free? That is just the right amount of money for me to actually pick this stupid thing up again and see what I've been missing all this time. See what advancements in the Halo formula have developed. One of the fellows at work was going on and on about, oh man, you got to play some Halo. That was his 20-hour obsessed game for one afternoon. And I was like, that is just bold enough for me to give that a shot because it doesn't cost anything. They can apparently sell you the campaign separately from the multiplayer facets of Halo now, which I thought was bizarre, but it also gave me an excuse not to pay for it because I wasn't going to do that anyway. I don't particularly like online gaming, but Halo is exclusively an online game thing. I remember having a hoot playing Halo, so I thought I would give this a go. First complaint right out of the gate. I had to create a Xbox account via Steam in order to play this stupid thing. And I, as I said, haven't had an Xbox in a long time. So I don't have an Xbox account. And I had to set one up for this, which is frustrating for me because I didn't deserve that. The thing that really bothered me, though, is because my awesome gamer tag that I have used for every console I've ever had has been taken, it seems. Or at least that's what I thought. Until I typed in every possible permutation, variation, gradient, and theme I could think of on that name, and none of them worked. I think that's because it has the word fluff in it, and I believe that is probably one of their blocked words, because I don't know, that seems like a thing somebody would do. So somebody somewhere decided that fluff was no good to go. So I changed the F to an E, and now it says aluff. And that's stupid, and I hate it, but that was what it took, because I waited so long to try to get a stupid Xbox Live account thing going that my session timed out, and I had to log back into my Microsoft account. That's how long it fucking took to play this free Halo game, so Microsoft, Xbox, and Halo all owe me for my time I wasted trying to try their stupid product that was free and cost me nothing. But emotional damages they owe me for. Anywho, I booted up the old Halo there, and there was the option to play against some bots, which I scoffed at because what do I need bots for? I've played Halo 10 years ago. I know exactly what I'm doing. This is no big deal. I'm a king. I can handle it. So I dived right into the special event thingy they were having, which is apparently some sort of dumb event for the samurai armor, which brought me back to the Hayabusa helmet of Halo 3 fame. I don't know if any of you guys were playing Halo back in the day where the Hayabusa helmet was the big deal. You know, I got like the fucking katana on your back. Here's what a Halo game looked like for Halo 3 Online. Nobody was Arbiter. Everybody played as a Spartan. Everybody played with the Hayabusa helmet. Bar none. If you didn't have it, you weren't a person. Having it was the requirement for playing. It wasn't special. It wasn't a thing that you earned and were like, this makes me better than other people. It was, this allows me to play the game without ridicule. That's all that meant. So that brought me pleasant memories of that. And I was like, oh, that's neat. So I thought I would give it a shot. And what the heck, I dove into Fiesta mode, which is for the uninitiated, random gun game where they just throw you in with random weapons. And I got to watch the little lineup of my 4v4 squad where it shows everybody in passing, all the different Spartans on the team. And there's all these colorful guys with clan emblems and exciting levels and stuff. And then there's me in my regular gray costume with regular gray armor. And I felt like such an idiot, but it's fine. I dove in. I started the game with the Spartan laser from Gears of War and the ray gun from COD Zombies. I charged at a man. I pushed the button to shoot the gun, and it started charging. And then he beat me to death with the butt of his gun, and I felt silly. And then it occurred to me that there's new guns in this game that I am not familiar with, and I don't know how to use them. So the next couple of rounds, 6 or 7 deaths later, I finally randomly spawned with a gun I recognized. I started with the battle rifle from all those years ago. I was like, okay, now I can play the game. Now I know what to do. And I gotta tell you, gang, I was never good at Halo, but fuck me with a stick. I didn't realize I was this bad at Halo. Like, first game, I don't think I got a single kill. I'm not even sure I hit anybody. Like, god damn, it was embarrassing. I'm glad nobody saw my actual gamer tag on there. They would ridicule me and, you know, send me messages that they were going to have sex with my mom, as you do on Xbox, because that's what you do with an Xbox, I'm pretty sure. So I felt pretty embarrassed there, let me tell you. I then got out of that game and just started doing quick matches because I was like, this is stupid. I don't care anymore. I randomly got into a game where there was guns. I started with a real gun, the assault rifle. I was like, thank God, a gun I recognize. I remember having fond memories of charging straight at somebody else with an assault rifle as we shot each other's faces, and the person that shot first always won, unless you got really lucky and got one of those clip-forward melee attacks where it like shoots you forward 1.5 feet so you can kill the guy before you even got there. You know, that doesn't happen much. One of the things that I did discover is that this game has neat little grappling hooks and things in it. And I was like, okay, that's pretty exciting. I discovered that by mistake when I was randomly smashing buttons like this was fucking Tekken. And I Spider-Maned and fucking whipped gaily through the air. And I was like, oh, okay, awesome. There's some verticality in Halo now. And after I recreated it a couple times, I foolishly jumped a cliff and shot the button to fall to my death because apparently it's a limited resource. I did not realize that, because I didn't know where on my screen that information was located. I did find it later, though, buried in a corner next to my grenade button that I forgot that I had grenades in this game, because I haven't played with a sticky in a while, and I've lost the muscle memory on how to do that. But I digress. The next problem that I ran into is that you apparently do not start with the grappling hook thingy, which is annoying. You just have to find it. I thought I found it, and then I had a new problem. Apparently, and this might come as a shock to some of you who haven't already heard, I don't see very well. So while I know where the spot on my HUD is that represents the grappling hook, I'm not sure what the icon is because I can't see it. I just have to hope that it's there. Once I see that spot is filled with something, I just assumed it was a grappling hook. So I found myself a perch, saw a guy was crossing a bridge above me, and I was like, okay, you're mine. Here I come for the assassination. I'm going to go get a beatdown medal or whatever, like in the old days. I aimed my reticle towards the heavens. I leapt into the sky. I pushed the button to fire my whip up there to hurdle myself towards my enemy. And I proceeded to jerk forward with a hip thrust 1.5 feet and then plummet to my death. Because apparently I had picked up the quick dodge or something rather than the very helpful grappling hook button. This was frustrating, but it's not really the game's fault. It's I can't see, and it's not their fault, I guess. But maybe we could make the HUD a little bigger and more clear for the visually impaired among them. Or they can just tell me to get good, I guess, by whatever. We started to suck a little bit less. A little, mind you. Like, this is not like a home run story of how I finally got my groove back. This is more of a, like, I can still be on the team and not be solely responsible for our loss. Is about as good as it got. After a quick, my, you know, random death matches and stuff, I do remember playing one game of Capture the Flag where I was the only person to actually score the flag, because people forgot how to play this game, I guess, and don't realize that the flag is the only metric of success in there, but whatever. Apparently, when you run with the flag now, nobody does the drop, pick up, drop, pick up, drop, pick up, drop, pick up thing that was so popular back when I was playing. I don't know if people forgot. I don't know if new millennials or whatever don't know how to do that, or Gen Xers or whoever the hell's playing Halo these days. I don't know if you guys don't know that pro stat, but you know, you run slightly faster doing that. Unless you don't anymore, I don't know. But I saw the cool kids doing it when I was playing, and I was impressionable, so I also did it. And I thought I was going to continue to do that, but I didn't want to be the only one. I felt like I was going to be annoying, and I really care what people think of me, so I didn't want to do that. Not enough to get, like, a headphones or anything, because God forbid I have to talk to these people. But, you know, there was one guy breathing into his microphone the whole game. That was fun. You know, fucking, you ever call that Friday the 13th? No, Nightmare on Elm Street. You ever call the phone number from that where it just, like, for, like, you know, 79 cents or whatever it cost to make a call back then? Anyway, that guy. The problem that I ran into after that was that I was bored with how my guy looked, and I was like, oh man, I would very much like to change this up, because I remembered in the other Halos, you know, you could fucking make your guy whatever color you wanted, and you could, like, stick the, you know, the clan emblem on yourself or whatever. You got to form that sweet gang with your friends, and fucking, or you could just copy that guy who made those RB and the Chief videos and just do his thing, but, you know, whatever, show some originality for Christ's sake. I decided that I was going to do that, because the one thing I was not liking about our team matches here was, because back in my day, and I'm going to be using that phrase a lot here, I guess, is that when you were on the blue team, they made your shit blue. You were just blue. So at a glance, you knew who the bad guys were, because they were not the blue ones. They were the red ones, or vice versa. Nowadays, because all you fucking snowflakes need to feel special all the damn time, everybody gets to be their own fucking whatever new color they want, and they just put a stupid glowy aura around you. I don't excel at picking out those auras, I'm gonna be honest with you. So I got a lot of angry comments from people telling me to stop shooting them, and they were right in saying that, because they were supposed to be on my team. But that's not my fault. They could have just been a solid color, and I would have been okay. I realize that that's not a mark against the game necessarily. That's just my ineptitude, and I own that. But they could also be less shit, is an important counter argument that I've decided. Where was I going with? Oh, yeah. So I decided to change my guy because I was frustrated with how boring he looked. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go in here and get some colors or something. Like, there's got to be something I can get. I understood that there was, you know, armor pieces and things I wasn't going to have on account of there was, like, a special event going on, and this game was free. So there's, like, you know, there's no way that I was going to just get all the cool stuff right away. And I was prepared for that. But after I opened up the menu and I was like, okay, so let me see. You got helmets. Oh, okay. No options. That's fair. And then it breaks down to, like, chest pieces and fucking arm pieces and knee pads and pauldrons and all sorts. Like, is anybody going to notice any of these things if I change them? Like, actually notice that? I don't think so, but I digress. Not important. The thing that I got really frustrated with was that the stupid fire, they just put, you could just get that now. Like, you just put the fire helmet on, and that used to be a unique thing to, like, members of the Bungie development team or something. Like, nobody got to have the fire except them. Like, when you saw somebody with fire in your game, you made a goddamn screenshot of it and you shared it with the world. It's like, yeah man, this is a big deal. I played with one of the Bungie guys, but now you can just have that. It's like, oh, okay, so what's special again? But whatever. The thing that frustrated me, though, is that I went through all the armor things, like, okay, I don't have that. I can't have this, 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 whatever. Then I got down to the visors. It's like, oh, okay, so I have some options for the visors. I can pick yellow, or I can pick Baby Shit Green. And that was it. And I thought that was odd because they weren't different shapes. They were just different colors. I was like, okay. Well, at least it'll be better when I get to the color swatches for my armor, right? No. No, no, it will not. I was naive in thinking that because apparently 343, I think that's who makes these things now, 343 Industries, decided that colors were at such a premium that I could not be allotted the simple swatches to change my armor. I have a choice of like three of the primary colors, and that's it. And I wondered to myself why this is. Why is it that I am limited in my colors? I mean, the obvious answer is because of money, because they can charge me to have the other ones. But like, I would understand, you know, if it was for this is not skins. This is not like, you know, like a unique costume. It's just a color. It's not a pattern. If it was a pattern, I would understand. Like if I could emblazon my Spartan with flames like Optimus Prime or color him in flowers or hearts or something, like, yeah, that's a unique enough prospect where I feel like maybe it was, I mean, it's not, but maybe to somebody it would be worth money. But these are just colors. You're telling me that I cannot emblazon my Spartan with red, white, and blue and represent the home team America, home of the land, free of the home of the free and land of the Whopper, or however the fuck that goes. But like, I had to give you money to use that, but I can be green, but I can't be red, white, and blue, or just white, or just blue, or whatever. I was frustrated by this because it doesn't make a fucking lick of sense. It's just a color. It's not like Star Spangled Banner. It's not, you know, rainbows or hearts or fucking nuclear danger signs or whatever, or weed leaves or other cool things that Xbox players like. It would just be colors, just colors. I just wanted to make something that was my own. And it frustrates because there was no reason to change my color because I only had four options and two of them were green. Two of them were green. And I like green. Don't get me wrong. It's my favorite color, green. But the problem with picking green in Halo is that you just look like Master Chief. And I kind of wanted to forge my own identity here, which is the point of customization in the first place. But I guess that 343 Industries disagrees. That's fine. Whatever. I guess I'm over it. But it kind of soured my experience there because, like, I'm not really having fun because I suck at this game. And I can't even have fun playing dress-up because you want to charge me for the right to use the paint swatches. And not even all of them, just enough of them where I feel like it's an inconvenience. Because if I wanted to be, like, Fire Engine Red or Pikachu Yellow, I guess I can go fuck myself. But if I wanted to be green or black, then welcome aboard, I suppose. Fuck you, 343 Industries. But whatever. I was very upset by this. So I stopped playing Halo. I kind of quit before I really even got started. But it was free, so it didn't cost me anything. I fully expected to pay for this experience, and I was willing to. And I still probably would have quit, but I think I would have quit later than I did if I had given this thing any money. But luckily, this was the time of the Steam sale for whatever the fuck it... Christmas time... or Black Cyber Monday? Cyber Monday. I didn't buy anything from there either because I don't want anything, but I guess I would have paid for this if I had the opportunity. So yeah, Halo was not good for me, which is a shame because I like Halo. I have fond memories of Halo, but I guess this is just another example of don't do the things or interact with the things or watch the things or smell the things or eat the things or touch the things or listen to the things from when you were happy as a youth because all you're going to do is ruin it for your future current self. And that's exactly what I did. I miss the Needler, and I miss being able to sticky dudes, and I miss being able to fucking rocket launch guys and use that super busted sword to teleport 30 feet in a single straight line to kill a guy because the game has decided that that's how you use a sword. I miss Griffball. Man, oh, dude, I was so bad at Griffball, but I miss playing it, I guess. Fucking, I had that hammer strategy down pat. I was so good at making the first hit and then never scoring a single point. Golly, I miss Halo, but It's fine. Maybe it's the problem is a group experience. If I had other people to play with, maybe that would be different because it's like a cooperative thing and all that. But like, I think I would just be embarrassed by my lack of ability in front of people I actually had to know in real life. Because there's no consequences for I mean, other than them saying racial slurs at you, but like online, there's no consequences for doing bad in a competitive game. But like, if you do it in real life, you have to look at those people in the morning. It's like, I have to go to the office with these people tomorrow and look them in the eye, and they're going to say, "Hey, Steve, why did you kill yourself with a sticky grenade in that doorway?" It's like, in my defense, I didn't realize what all of my buttons did. You know, there's no good way of getting out of that. Yeah, it's just embarrassing at that point. So I guess we're done with Halo, which is a damn shame. But, you know, on a positive note, you guys see that thing that they're talking about with the Spider-Man movie? Huh? Maybe we're going to have all three Spider-Mans in it. Do you guys think that's the case? Because, like, I still doubt it because I don't believe in anything. But I have to say, it's becoming a little bit more convincing. I almost want to believe. Because, like, there's some compelling arguments to the to them being there. Fucking that. They keep going back to this poster, right? Where it's, like, this Tom Holland Spider-Man, like, whipping at the bad guys. And they're all, like, you know, charging at him. Except the lizard is, like, not angled at him at all. Which gives people the idea that Blizzard is like charging at somebody else that's not Spider-Man. And I guess it would be cool to have the other Spider-Mans in there, right? Like, is that something we all can get behind? I want it, but I don't, because at the same time, I want this to be good because I love Spider-Man, but I also want this to do poorly so they stop fucking doing these. But I know that won't happen. And I know that they're going to have to do something with dimensional hopping nonsense. So it might as well be now. We've already got all these Spider-Men to use. We might as well fucking do it. And I don't know how much longer Tobey Maguire can pretend to be a teenager. So, I mean, maybe he won't be a teenager in his version. Like, maybe they'll just make him an adult finally. Because, like, we already stole his J. Jonah Jameson. And, like, he's looking elderly these days, so you know, perhaps Tobey Maguire will actually just play a 42-year-old or however old Spider-Man. Which, so here's the dealie. I don't understand this about our multiple dimensions. If Adam were here, he'd be like, "Oh, it makes perfect fucking sense to me. I know what I'm talking about." But like, so if these are all supposed to be Peter Parker, right? Like, all these guys are supposed to be simultaneously different versions of Peter Parker. Now, for that to be the case, Peter Parker would have to be born at the same time in all these timelines. It's just different versions of him, or it's not the same guy. Because like, oh, okay, he's got the same parents or whatever. Like, okay, all right, stipulated. Perhaps Peter has the same parents in all these universes, and perhaps they just met earlier, or just like, I don't know, gestation periods are a lot quicker in some of these universes or something. I don't know. But like, how is it that we can have a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man not be the same age as our Tom Holland Spider-Man, not be the same age as our Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, unless they are supposed to be the same age, which is just ridiculous and actually just not true, because the Tobey Maguire one was in college and that was very obvious in his movies. So there's no way. He was in high school first, because there was lockers in that one scene where he like did that backflip over Flash Thompson. So I guess both, he was in both, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's no chance that they're the same guy, because they're different ages, so they can't be different versions of each other, because they wouldn't be existing at parallel points in their like, they didn't make different decisions to lead different universes. They're just totally different people, as Doc Ock was so helpful to point out when he pulls the mask off in the trailer. Like, oh, you're not Peter Parker, and it's like, okay, so it's a totally different guy, unless Peter Parker looks different in every universe, which also doesn't make any sense, because, like, did his parents meet? Assuming it's the same parents every time, because we don't know that, I guess. So his parents meet up, right? And they do a whoopee, and they create a baby. But, like, does the universe randomly pile together a bunch of genomes in every universe, and it becomes a different person? But that person is always named Peter Parker, because that's the name they had already picked out for whatever their boy turned out to be, except this time it was a random blend of genes, then a different random blend of genes, then a different random blend of genes. But all of those random blends of genes still wind up to be Spider-Man. I don't know if I buy it. I don't know. I've lost my train of thought on this entire... So three Spider-Mans in the movie here. I think that's kind of neat. I have heard rumors that they are all in it, and they're in it for like a total of 30 minutes, which feels like just enough time for them to show up for like a finale or something. and maybe that to be the end. Like they, you know, what they have to do, whatever they have to do to make the Tom Holland Spider-Man shine. So they're going to be there, but I don't know if they're going to like, I don't know if this is going to be like a Spider-Verse situation where they're going to like be there, but you know, one by one be removed until it's just Tom Holland Spider-Man left. But he's going to have to fucking kill all those villains then, unless he doesn't kill all those villains and they're going to have the other Spider-Mans kill the villains. But none of them do the murder either, so I'm not sure. Only time will tell, I guess. But I'm pretty jazzed about Spider-Man. I have just recently watched the other two again, and I almost never rewatch things, but I just love me some Spider-Man so gosh darn much, and Tom Holland is such a little cutie patootie, that 25-year-old man who looks like a 14-year-old boy. It's really important for him to be Spider-Man. I really need that to be the case, and I'm so glad that he didn't quit acting like he wanted to because of the Uncharted movie. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Like, he, like, fell off of something and fucked his back up real good because, you know, he had, like, real stunts in that movie instead of computer stunts like he does in Spider-Man. He was, like, actually jumping off of shit like Nathan Drake does. But he's not Nathan Drake, so he doesn't just get up and, you know, wipe off his green beard and move on with his day. He actually, you know, feels human pain when he jumps off of a skyscraper or whatever. So he was thinking about maybe not acting anymore. And I was like, oh no, who's going to be Spider-Man then? Because I've decided that you're my Heath Ledger and no one can be Joker but you. So I'm going to need him to come back and be Spider-Man forever, which thankfully he is at least three more times, which I know I said I don't want any more of these Marvel movies, but I didn't say I wasn't a hypocrite. So you can get off my fucking back. The point is that we have our Spider-Man and the world will continue inexorably to turn. And I guess that's all we can ask. What else is going on? Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? Did you guys have a good Christmas? I was going to say good Hanukkah, but I don't think that one started yet. Because Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights told me that it's only 8 days long. And I don't believe that starts until like sometime around Christmas time. Showing my ignorance here. I don't know, whatever. Happy that thing to non-religious denomination holiday to you indeed. Does anybody else do all their shopping way early? Because I have almost finished my Christmas shopping and it's not even December yet, dating this episode a little bit. So I hope that you guys are on top of that as well, because otherwise I'm just going to feel like a crazy person. But to be fair, I have felt the ramifications of waiting to the last minute in the past. And, you know, people are not happy with last minute Walgreens gifts. Is that a thing that everybody, CVS gifts? I don't know. I don't want to make this thing specific to a region, whatever. Pharmacy gifts. So you're going to have to do better than that, okay? And people only like you if you buy the material goods. This is a thing that I've learned. You can only show people that you care by the, like, inversely proportional to the amount of money that you spend on somebody. So if your gift is not worth a lot of money, it means you don't care, is how I've decided that that works. People tell you that's not the case, but ask those people if they wouldn't like a car for Christmas, and they'll be a fucking liar if they say they won't, okay? So proof's in the pudding right there. That's all I gotta say. Expensive things means you love them more. That's fact. Boy. I don't really think I have anything else. I didn't really plan this very well, or at all, to be honest. I never do. I was hoping that I could maybe get an hour out of this, but, like, I don't think I have any more topics. Not that I had any anyway. It was just gonna be talking about Halo, to be honest. But, like, I really wish that Adam shared my distaste for vacations and didn't go, so we could be talking to him right now instead. Does anybody else have that where like you don't take vacation because of this weird psychotic need to not put other people out, you know? Like, and don't get me wrong, I know none of those people feel the same way. All those people would be happy to fucking abandon me with all the work if they had the opportunity, but I feel bad when I do it. Like, say you're at the office or whatever, and you're sitting around your cubicles or your fishing boats or whatever you do for work, right? And you're thinking to yourself, man, I am tired and I feel like I need a respite. I would like to go somewhere or do something, or fucking, I don't know, just stay home or not come to work, but be paid for it, you know? Whatever you got to do to vacation it up. But then you think to yourself, well, if I'm doing that, who's going to be here and doing all the work, right? And it's like, oh, all the people who are paid to do the work? Right, but Then you start to think to yourself, but hang on a minute. If I leave, then that makes the workload greater on everybody else. And that means every single day after this, while somebody's doing my work, they're not doing their as much of their own work. And that's going to slow us down perpetually forever, ad infinitum. Every single day after this will be less efficient now because I didn't show up for work. It's like when you take a sick day, you've ruined that day's productivity. And it's the same I feel about vacations. Now, a normal person wouldn't feel that, but I have this compulsive need to not have people upset and to carry others' burdens for them because I would rather suffer myself than feel the conflict, I guess, which is why I do all the things I do. But most people would be happy to tell you to go fuck yourself, and they'll just take that vacation anyway. Not to say that any of the people I work with are malicious or anything. It's just that, you know, they're normal in that regard, where they're happy to take a vacation, but I am not. And I waste my vacation days by not taking them. I mean, I get, like, paid for them, I guess, but, like, I could just be happy for, like, a week. Why don't I just do that, you know? Well, because I would be unhappy that entire time. I would be thinking to myself, gosh, I sure hope everybody at work is not suffering too greatly from me not being there. And I know that I feel that way on the inverse as well, because whenever somebody leaves for vacation, I'm like, you selfish prick. How could you possibly sit there drinking fucking drinks on the beaches of Tijuana or whatever and leave me here to do the things that I have to do because of you? And other people leaving is actually more impactful than if I was to leave. But I feel like we're on a delicate fulcrum right now. And if I was to ever step to one side or the other of vacation or work, then the whole system would topple and take the entire company down with me. That's how I feel. It's a very stressful place to be inside my head. But I didn't invite you. Get out is all. I should take a fucking vacation. My God, dude. But I won't. And I have nowhere to go, and I don't like people, and I don't like going places, and I don't like doing things. So I suppose there's nowhere for me to do a vacation at, other than just stay home, I guess. But, like, that doesn't feel like a vacation, although I would really enjoy it. Well, more on that later. Oh, quick update for anybody who still cares. Does anybody remember that I was buying that that $400 D&D mini? Well, I did get it. It is sitting in a box right now because assembling it would be foolish. It's got like those dovetail joint things in it where you like click it in there and then it doesn't come out again, which normally wouldn't be a problem. I'm actually super into that as construction goes because, you know, I don't really like when they fall off or don't really attach very well because like I've had a lot of these assemble it yourself dealies and the pieces do not line up. The guy who made the hole was not even probably in the same zip code as the guy that made the slot. So they don't belong together a lot of the time. Glue is usually what keeps those things together, but these ones are actually very well constructed and will stay together. The problem is, of course, that this thing is a yard long and I have nowhere to put that. So it's safely ensconced in the styrofoam container it came in inside the box that is sitting on a couch right now. And that box is dimension wise, like a yard by a yard by like a foot and a half. It is not a small box. It is like taking up a whole person-sized part of that couch right now. Nobody can sit on that third of the couch. Not that anybody was anyway, but you know what I mean. Like, it's really in the way. But not having it would have caused me serious long-term frustration and probably impotence. So I needed to have it. But the problem is that I don't know where to put it. And I can't assemble it. As soon as I assemble it, it's staying where it lands. And that means I can't take it anywhere. So if I ever want to use it for anything, I have to leave it unassembled and then assemble it wherever I take it and then bring it back somewhere from somewhere assembled already. I assume attached to my roof rack so I can. But then I might run the risk of actually taking flight because the wings might catch the air and I might actually fly away. I don't know. Also, I don't have a place for it. They won't get dusty and I don't. And it's just basically a giant sail. And I would hate for it to get gross and dusty because my Colossal Red Dragon is pretty gross and dusty, but I bought it gross and dusty and it just continued to get grosser and dustier. It's not even really red right now between you and me. It's actually more brown because it's accumulated years of dust and it's not like one you bring out a lot. So I could just dust it, but it's in my basement. Who cares, right? You didn't need to know that. I didn't need to tell you that. I'm not going to edit this, though, so whatever. There you go. There's a little peek behind the curtain of Steve. He does not clean his things as enough as he should. But I didn't want Tiamat to suffer the same fate because I love her and she is my wife and we are going to make half-dragon babies. but I need to find a way to assemble her in a convenient manner and then store her with the prominence she deserves while also being practical about buckling the foundation of my home. Oh, God. That's it, I guess. I hope you enjoyed this Steve's Quarantine Thoughts number whatever. I know I did. And I apologize for Adam not being here. I hope he listens to this and then realizes the dangers when he's not here, because this is the kind of quality product that I put out on my own. And it's also the reason I don't do this by myself. Okay. Fantastic. Thanks. Hopefully next week there'll be a real episode again. I appreciate if you made it all the way to this point. If you didn't, I totally get it, but you're not hearing this part, so I don't care. Thank you and good night.